This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212. It's your one-stop shop for all your warehouse needs. They buy and sell new and used. Pallet Racking, largest used racking inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Go to Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212.
Oh, that's what they say. Thank you for hanging in there. Those of you that were able to hang in there, we appreciate it. As always, thank you for your amazing support. We're out here at beautiful Caneswear in Davie. We'll be out here till 3 o'clock if you want to come on by and say hi.
Hate this place, man. Just want one of everything.
Everything, right?
That's all. Just one. Mm-hmm. Not greedy.
Brett created a place that is just intoxicating.
You walk in, it's just like your eyes go here and there, and it's just like, you know what I mean? Catch up. Slow down. Stop. Look at that, you know?
Number one baseball team, you want to wear the classic. The classic. Yeah, you got the number one baseball team in the
country.
And
show the back because I always wear reverse usually.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, man.
You got the U in the
back.
Love
that thing in the back.
Look at that. And check it out. In gray. Look how sweet that one is, huh? That one looks awesome.
I like that a lot.
Huh? The gray. And then, of course, you got the logo in the back. Check this out also at Caneswear. Remember, you can go to caneswear.com and you can order online and have it delivered to your house within a couple days. This one is so cool. Huh? The U. And then you got the U in the back. Right? You got your Adidas on the side. But the U is awesome, right? Isn't that cool?
Yeah,
this is a new one that they have.
I was going to say, I've never seen this.
Yeah, they have it in orange also. So if you want to buy the orange one, you can do it. You can buy it in green. And they've got all the different styles. I mean, they've got so many different UM hats. It's what Bill says. That's the part you're going to hate because you're going to want to buy so many different things. Go online. You can check it out also online. And, of course, when you do, tell them that Big O sent you. And tell Brett and all the amazing people out here, Jeff, everybody, that we sent you out here. And they will take care of you. Trust me, man. Good people out here at Caneswear. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, it's 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, let's see, what else do we have here? One guy says, you are the best on the accidentlawfirm.com text line. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate that. He's asking, oh, okay. The initial question was, I'm 31 years old, and my father would always listen to Neil Rogers all the time. I remember him always talking about him. When I was a kid, and listening to you play some clips of the sound bites he had is absolutely awesome. Big O, you're truly a national treasure to us all down here and to the fans of Real Sports Radio. Do you have any Neil Rogers stories to tell? I searched for some of your old stuff on YouTube from way back and was only able to find one short clip of you being a guest calling into a show way back. Yes, I forgot what it was that I called in for. You know, with Neil, I can't tell you anything personal because there isn't anything. I would be lying to you to tell you that, I hung out with Neil and all. Neil was an introvert. And while he was, you know, bombastic on air and funny as hell and all that good stuff, he wasn't really the guy that you were going to go have a beer with and hang out and even watch the hockey games that he loved or any kind of game with him. That just wasn't his thing. He didn't hang out with us. But there were a few times that I did talk to him, a couple times that, you know, we were in the same elevator or something along those lines. The only thing I could tell you is, I mean, I could say a couple of other things, and maybe stuff will come to mind over the next few months or weeks as I start to think about it. But the one thing is, you could always tell when he was in the building. And he didn't have to be around. You just kind of knew the vibe was going on because people wanted to know what the hell he was talking about. So it was on their radios by their desks. Because remember, we didn't have computers like listening. We didn't have listen live lines on computer or anything like that early in you know, the tenure. So it was just one of those things that it was interesting to see how that guy had a hold of and the attention of a lot of people in town, you know, and because of that, people gravitated to him and gave him the dirt on anything and everything going on. And so somehow or another, you found out about a lot of stuff through that show because he ended up getting, you know, a lot of information because so many people were just glued to the to the radio, tuning into everything that he was saying. But yeah, he was one of a kind, man. One of a kind. There will be no other Neil Rogers ever again. That guy is a talent on his own. And most of us will never get to that level. I know I never will. Okay? That guy is just crazy. That was crazy talent is what I mean by it. Not just, I didn't mean by crazy. I meant by crazy talent. But it was, for those of us that lived it, we really got a nice little thrill out of it, man. The Dolphins taking Herbert second round like that, or even better, third if he drops. He ain't dropping to that far, bro. Herbert is way too talented. He's too intoxicating as a talent. I don't think that'll end up happening. Anyway, let me tell you a couple other things that I wanna get into here on the program. I have so many things. Now that I think about it, it's 12:46. We're gonna have Dalton Del Don at 1 o'clock to talk a little fantasy basketball. So we'll get into a little if you have any fantasy basketball questions for yourself, by the way, please send them in. And we will ask him those fantasy basketball questions. I'll give you a lazy article that I saw. And there's some truth to it, but I also think that there is some smoke and mirrors to it. So the XFL ratings dipped in week two, right? It said the XFL had strong ratings in week one in its 19-year hiatus. Now week two weren't as strong. According to Jack Russell of the Washington Post, week two ABC games drew an average of 2.127 million on Saturday for the Guardians and Defenders and an average audience of 2.397 on Sunday for the Renegades and the Wildcats, which, by the way, that was a good game. That was a fun game to watch. Saturday's XFL debut on ABC featuring Seattle and the Defenders generated a 3.3 average. The reduction from one Saturday to the next, starting at 2 instead of 3, was 1.1 million, which equates to 35%. Can I tell you why that's a little deceiving? And let me take out the stats on Monday because I have them here. The thing that people didn't take into account is that the Seattle game drew 29,000 people this past week. And they had a big crowd last week, too, in the first week. The Seattle market is a little stronger than average markets in this league. And normally, look how they support their Seahawks. They support the Sounders. They still go to Mariners games, and the Mariners suck. Okay? All right? So let's be honest here. 29,000 for the Dragons. The other games, the Defenders had 15, the Wildcats had 14-7, and the Roughnecks had 17-1. So that game that had a 3.3 was a Seattle game. Now, let me continue reading the rest of the article. This is I just want to, because I actually watch the games. So, you know, those people that don't watch the games, if you don't watch it, it's hard for you to really comment on what's going on. So the Sunday week one, okay, ABC ESPN game was televised by ESPN. It drew 2.5 million viewers. Week two Sunday game experience, less of a dip, only 103,000. So what do you think about that? Why? Because both games were on an even level playing field. When you have Seattle, you have a little bit of an advantage in this league because you have a bigger fan base that is watching in Seattle. And that helps a little bit. Not overall. It's not going to help the overall number that much. But I think the drop or the difference wasn't nearly as bad as people make it out to be, because Seattle has such a draw right now. I mean, hey, man, 29,000 for an XFL game, that's pretty damn good, dude. Okay? I mean, think about it. It's not like basketball and hockey games are drawing 29,000. So that's impressive. That's not too bad.
You know, it makes no sense, man. Every time you talk about Seattle and their fan base and the way they support their teams.
Great.
How in the hell did they lose the Supersonics?
Oh, no, that was, remember, they didn't want to pay for the arena. So it was one of those things that it wasn't going to be privately funded. They wanted help from the public, and the public wasn't willing to do it. It was kind of like the Browns.
Right.
You know, the Browns fans never deserved to lose the Browns, but because they had built the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Indians ballpark, the public said, no, we don't have money for your football team.
We're spread too thin, yeah.
And we left. And so we're out of here. And so it wasn't really we know it wasn't the Browns fans' fault. They've always shown up, dude.
Oh, Modell had to leave without the name. He had to leave the name.
Right, right. So the dog pound was always strong. It wasn't we never can blame the crappiness of the Browns on the fans. They are great, 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 great fans, man. They're rabid. You guys are awesome. Okay, I don't even know if I have one Cleveland fan watching, but you Browns fans are freaking awesome. And the Sonics fans also got screwed. So it wasn't really about the fans. It was more about the politics behind it. That's all.
Is it safe to assume that if the NBA expands, Seattle would probably be
It's already there.
Yeah.
It's already there. It's already there. And I can already tell you, just expand to Seattle and Vegas, bro. That's all. I mean, how
another
is
another trip to Vegas? I love your idea.
No, but the part that I don't understand, Bill, is how is the NBA not the first team in Vegas? How in the world did hockey get in there before basketball and football, which was like so anti-gambling and all that? And the NBA has been in Vegas for a while now, and they've had so much success over the years with their summer league there.
I was going to say they do a lot of off-season stuff
in
Vegas.
The summer league,
yeah.
And the summer league's like, it's must-see for people. They like go over there. I mean, I wouldn't mind going to Vegas, hanging out for a week, and going to a couple summer league games, and that's it. Because it's during the day, night, I go enjoy Vegas. I wouldn't mind that. That'd be pretty cool. It's a great way to spend some time in Vegas. So, yeah, that's kind of what it was about. But the XFL... It's funny, you know, yesterday we did that piece on PJ Walker, and when I tweeted it out, the Roughnecks actually retweeted it. They saw the post, and they retweeted it. And I tell you, PJ Walker from the Houston Roughnecks, that kid's must-see TV, man. He's fun to watch. I don't care what anybody tells me. That guy, I want to see him play quarterback when he's every week with the XFL. Every single week. I love what that guy's doing. But I saw that article, and I get that there was a little bit of a dip. The attendance went up 10%. Again, why? Seattle. Seattle helps out. You know? But again, there wasn't the kind of drop-off that we've seen in the past with the other leagues. So maybe they got a chance to start to sustain this a little bit more. We'll find out as the weeks go on now. How many of you out there that are watching on YouTube are actually watching the XFL?
Look, if you guys aren't watching, in all honesty, give it a ride, man. Give it a try.
If you're a football
Serious.
Fan. If you're a football
it's,
fan.
It's actually pretty good. I love some of the things they've instituted.
You know,
the changes. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's a faster pace. It's, you know, and the sideline interview thing, that insight. You know, there's a lot of really cool things going on with the XFL.
Yeah.
Plus, man, there's a lot of big hits.
Yeah.
I gotta say.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No, yeah. Definitely. No doubt. I'm gonna trust the process with the Finns. They have McKenzie and Marvin Allen to draft the players. I like that. Hey, man. You gotta like Chris Greer, because he's the guy that brought in Flores. He's the guy that brought in McKenzie and Marvin Allen. He's a guy that doesn't have an ego. He wants what's best for the Dolphins. He wants to do the best job possible. And Chris Greer was smart enough to surround himself with really good people overall. And you have to say that the hiring of the head coach has been absolutely genius. I mean, so far in the first year, Flores looked fantastic, man. He did an awesome, awesome job. You know? Remember, if you have any fantasy basketball questions, send them in on the YouTube chat board. Send them in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, 786-322-1105. Don't forget to also give us a thumbs up on the YouTube broadcast. Also, share the link with a friend on text. Maybe they don't know about the show. Share it on Facebook, Twitter, anywhere on social media, so more and more people find out about the show. Appreciate that. We are here at Caneswear, and there was a Cane in the news yesterday. Greg Olsen, baby. Now, it's kind of bittersweet for me because Greg Olsen is like one of the best dudes you'll ever see, right, in football. He's just a great guy. Does a lot of charitable work. He's just a phenomenal individual. Like, when I grow up, which I don't know if I'll ever grow up, but if I ever did grow up, I would like to be Greg Olsen because he's that kind of guy that you admire. Family guy, good dude, great player, all that stuff. But I will tell you this. I cringe a little bit because he's had so many injuries. And because I think he's really smart, I think he saved enough money that he probably doesn't need this. And, oh, by the way, caveat, he is one of the color announcers in the XFL, Greg Olsen. I'm not sure if you know that, but he is one of the guys on the broadcast team as the color announcer. But he ends up signing with the Seahawks. And Greg, you know, never won a championship with the Bears. Obviously, never won one with the Carolina Panthers. And so now he goes to Seattle, and I saw the picture yesterday right away with Russell Wilson, which was really cool. He signs a one-year deal for $7 million. $5.5 million of it is guaranteed. And I got to say, man, I'll definitely be pulling for Seattle and for Greg Olsen because he's such a good dude overall. But I'll also be doing a lot of praying for him, man. I want to see him end this final season for him in a healthy fashion. He was pretty much healthy last year coming back from the other injury. So, you know, it's just one of those things. But I thought it was really cool to see him, you know, sign with the Seahawks because at least he's signing with a team that has a legitimate shot at a title. Okay? You got a championship coach. You definitely got a championship quarterback. You got a magician at quarterback. And if you could get the right pieces around him, and Lord knows he needed help at tight end. And Greg still has a little bit of gas left in the tank. There's no doubt. The only reason I would like to see Greg Olsen retire, it's because I don't want to see Greg Olsen break down again. You know what I mean? It's just like, I get the guy that needs it badly and doesn't have the money and maybe doesn't have the brains for it and all that. You know, I watch Greg Olsen breaking down the XFL games and all that. He's got the personality. He can deliver it. He can move on in the NFL booth one day or do it for a college team if he wanted to. You know what I mean? So he's got a future. He doesn't have to necessarily depend on football. But, hey, look, man, we all want to do what makes us happy. And just like what we were talking about yesterday with Ozzie, that I hope he's able to recover and go do what he loves. Hey, Greg Olsen's doing what he loves. You know what I mean?
Is it kind of puzzling, the Seattle, because you remember when Jimmy Graham went over there. Their tight ends are not like those pass, receiving, solely type receive, you know, tight ends. They're more blocking than receiving tight ends. You know, did it make sense picking up Greg?
I mean,
look, he can block. There's no...
He's there to catch.
But exactly.
But they don't have one. That's
yeah,
why.
But they don't. They don't really use receiving tight end.
They do. They do use them. They just haven't had good ones lately.
Yeah, but remember when Jimmy Graham was over there?
Jimmy Graham's not the best route runner, bro.
He's just the big guy and going for the rebound.
He's the athlete.
The rebound, yeah.
Okay. Olsen is...
No, he does it. He's a complete tight end.
Olsen is a true tight end.
Yes.
And it's not that Jimmy isn't, but Jimmy's a converted tight end. And so it's more of the athlete that's running into a space or an area or whatever. But if you want precise route running and all that stuff, that's probably not what you're getting Jimmy Graham for. You know, he's an athlete. He'll make plays, and he's done it. He's made plenty of plays in the NFL. He's had a really good career overall in the NFL. But Greg Olsen is a much more cleaner player when you add him to your roster, and that's what would be my assessment of the difference between the two. Armed Ape says, I met Greg Olsen years ago when he was at the U. Ran into him once on Sunday at Cazola's down 17th Avenue in US 1. Big dude and really cool. Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, no doubt. He's a good guy, man.
I had to mention Cazola's, man. Those monster slices of pizza.
Yes.
And the chicken wings. I don't know if we always got pizza, but I have, back in the day on the dock, Port of Miami, we'd send somebody and get a bunch, and, man, their chicken wings are like gargantuan.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, they're good. They're good, and their pizza, obviously. You know, I'm going to be down there today. I'm going to be down in the Coral Gables area for a couple of meetings right after this. Maybe I'll stop by.
Cazola stop. Why not? I think about it. Anytime I'm in that area, I do at least stop in and grab a piece of pizza. At least a piece of pizza.
Okay. All right. I like it. Big O, you are an inspiration to me, bro, and what I'm trying to do. Big O, I had an interview with Justin Herbert. I would love for you to check it out. Maybe you will look at Herbert in a different light. Okay? Send me the link, bro. Send me the link, and I'll check out the interview with Justin Herbert.
We need to get ready for fantasy basketball.
All right, Dalton Del Don. Normally, it's Andy Behrens joining us every week, but Andy is jet-setting. He's vacationing. He went to Europe. He dumped us, which I would dump me too if I could go to Europe and go hang out.
Dude, that guy spends more time traveling than he does anything else.
Yeah, I hope he's not going to Asia. Anyway, what's it called? Dalton Del Don, who is also in Yahoo and his partner in crime in the podcast. And we've had Dalton on our show, actually, in the past. Dalton has been kind enough to step in and pinch hit for Andy Behrens. So if you have any fantasy basketball questions, you need to send them in right now on our YouTube chat board or on Twitter at Big O Show or on our accidentlawfirm.com text line 786-322-1105. Dalton Del Don next.
Thinking about buying or refinancing a home? Act now. Home values are ticking up. Don't put off making a move any longer. Call Michael Codsey now at Choice Mortgage Bank, 561-441-2730. While mortgage interest rates are still at historical lows, call now to get pre-approved and buy your dream home. If you're currently paying over $800 a month for rent, call 561-441-2730 now before interest rates go up. Down payments as low as 3.5%. Veterans may qualify for no money down. If you own a home but you're upside down, Michael Codsey can help. If you're being denied by your bank or your loan process is taking too long, call 561-441-2730. Act now while fixed rates are still under 3.5%. Offices in Boca and Boynton Beach. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. Equal housing lender. NMLS 122081.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to accidentlawfirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to accidentlawfirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's accidentlawfirm.com.
The world's biggest band is coming twice. Metallica. Headlining the Welcome to Rockville Music Festival. Two different nights, two different sets. The weekend of May 8th through the 10th. Go to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com for all information. Get your tickets on sale right now. The one, the only, Metallica. Go to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com.